T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For thousands of Americans, including many in our area, food stamps can fill a gap. They can provide assistance to those who need food assistance on a regular basis. They are often poor. They are sometimes disabled. They are sometimes disenfranchised. Well, guess what? There's a move afoot that could cut some 3 million people across the country out of the food stamp program. Here to put this in perspective for us is Ken Riegel. He is the executive director of Just Harvest here in the Pittsburgh area. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, thanks very much for having me.
So the headline is 3 million people could be cut from the food stamp rolls. That to me seems overwhelming. Would you agree or not?
It's certainly overwhelming. We think that this is the biggest and worst attack on food stamps and on our nutrition safety net in this country in at least a generation. And every American should be troubled by it.
And, you know, it's interesting because you call it our nutrition safety net, yet many others think that it's a system that's been abused.
There is precious little evidence of abuse in the food stamp program. All the data indicates that that fraud is extremely low, that the vast majority of food stamp benefits go to people who are desperately in need, who are struggling to keep food on the table for their families, who may or may not know where their next meal is coming from, and if they know where their next meal is coming from, they're uncertain about the one after that. Food stamps doesn't provide for a family's entire food needs, and it we should be moving in the other direction as a country. We should expanding this program to meet people's fundamental needs to keep food on the table rather than cutting it.
And that's interesting you say that, because I read earlier today that the average monthly benefit was $121 per person. That's not a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money, and because that's the average, that means that some people are getting a little bit more than that. Some people are getting a little bit less. For folks who are close to the eligibility limit, many people are receiving as little as $14 or $15 a month in food stamp benefits, just to help be a supplement to their food buying. And they would lose, under these proposed rules by the Trump administration, they would be losing those benefits altogether.
So I was going to say, let's talk about why this 3 million people are in jeopardy. It's because of a move by the White House that basically says they want to change how states can enroll people in the program.
Yes. So under rules that have been in place for more than 20 years, the federal government allows states to make a variety of choices. And some of this is technical and we won't get in the weeds. But it allows states to make some choices about making it easier for people to apply, about keeping the paperwork to a minimum, and enabling people who are struggling to have enough food but don't meet the very strict federal guidelines to meet somewhat more generous guidelines. And what this would do, in total contravention to what Congress passed last year in an update to the food stamp laws, the Trump administration would unilaterally stop states, including Pennsylvania and most other states around the country, from using that flexibility. Even though out of the other sides of their mouth, The same administration talks about how important it is to have local decision-making, to have state governments be flexible and allowed to make their own rules just when it suits the administration.
And
we think that that's an outrage and needs to be stopped.
I was going to say, the other part of this is, yes, there are those 3 million people who are directly affected, but then doesn't that have a domino effect on organizations like yours, like Just Harvest?
So we're less concerned about the impact on our organization than on the domino effect it has on everyone else in our community.
Mm.
If you're a clerk at a grocery store, if you own a grocery store, if you're a truck driver who delivers food to grocery stores, you're going to be affected by this because food stamps are actually good for economic activity in this country. So this decision is bad for our economy, it's bad for low-income people, whether they're the people who are directly affected by these cuts or not, and it affects all of us in the moral character of this nation. Whether or not we care about whether or not people have food on the table to feed their families should be a fundamental commitment of this country. That's why these rules have been in place for more than 20 years. That's why the food stamp program has been in place since the early days of the war on poverty. What we see now is not a war on poverty, but a war on poor people.
Indeed. We got about a minute left, Ken Riegel. So is this a done deal? Can people still contact their elected officials if they feel strongly enough about it? What happens from here?
So very glad you asked that question. This is not a done deal. This is a proposed rule by the Trump administration's Department of Agriculture. There is, for the next 60 days, an official public comment period where anybody can submit public comments, and we'll have a link up on the Just Harvest website to do that soon at justharvest.org, can submit public comments asking USDA not to do this.
Okay.
Under federal rules, USDA has to read every one of those comments, has to respond to what people are saying before they can implement a final rule to do this. So it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen in 60 days. But if we don't stop this threat, it's going to happen eventually, and this will be another one of a series of similar attacks.
Indeed. We got to make a run. But you're going to have that information on your website, justharvest.org.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Ken Riegel, thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.